Before you begin with lesson one, review the outline of the four types of organization in this figure. The international organization, which most entrepreneurial businesses start out as when first going global, competes in each country on a standalone basis. These international startups typically follow an export strategy to take advantage of international opportunities. It does not attempt to customize its products for international markets, and it is not interested in either responding to unique conditions in other countries or in creating an integrated global strategy. It is often because of inexperience that the international organization will keep to what it knows. You will learn in lesson one, however, how the experience and resources that come with internationalization can lead the organization into a new type of structure and strategy as more rapid expansion takes place. The international organization described in lesson one is only one of four organizations that operate across borders, each with its own characteristics and strategies. A reminder for you, international encompasses two or more countries, whereas global has a much larger scope and includes the whole world. Lesson two, from the perspective of the larger MNE with more resources, refers more to these global, transnational, and multinational organizations. Looking at the global organization in the top left quadrant, we see MNEs that prefer to centrally control all of their subsidiaries in order to manage their global operations. Where a transnational organization in the top right quadrant has separate offices controlling decision-making for production or markets. Say, for example, an office for West Africa and one for Europe. And these foreign offices need to integrate back with the home or parent office. The global strategy has an overarching home office that makes all of the decisions. These decisions are then carried out across the markets, and this results in global organizations being typically low on the local responsiveness scale. The transnational organization, on the other hand, is able to be more locally responsive through their foreign offices. Transnationals try to have the best of both worlds. Then you have the multinational organization in the bottom right quadrant. They have foreign offices too, like the transnational, but these offices are viewed more as subsidiaries and have less power. Overall, management is centralized in the home country, but country managers are given the freedom to make adaptations. This allows it to increase their responsiveness to local conditions, but they won't be as efficient in their global operations as a global or transnational organization. Multinational organizations benefit from the knowledge of their country managers, who understand local laws, customs, and tastes, and can decide how to best meet them. As you work through each of the lessons in MNB 3702, come back to this figure and reflect on how the teachings in the lesson applies or doesn't apply to each of the organizations and their strategies. It may help you to identify one of each of these organizations in the real world, learn about them, and apply what you learn as you work through the module lessons. We've given you a little activity to get you started. Please do that now.